Confucius was a Chinese philosopher, political figure, and a teacher who stressed upon the importance of loyalty, morality, and kindness for a meaningful and happy life. He is considered to be one of the greatest Eastern philosophers of all time, and his teachings are commonly known as Analects. His school of thought or perspective on life is called Confucianism by his followers, and this Confucian school of thought revolves around four virtues that all human beings should possess. These are benevolence or zhen, righteousness or yi, fulfillment of rights or li, and moral wisdom or zhe. A fifth virtue, faith or jin, was also added later into the Chinese culture that resembles the five elements, earth, water, fire, wood, and metal, to illustrate a close link between physical and moral aspects. According to Confucius, happiness doesn't mean to get everything one desires in life, but rather it means, as well as the satisfaction you get from fulfilling your desires, happiness is also knowing that the methods you used in achieving those things were moral. For over 2,500 years, Confucius has been a source of inspiration for people around the world seeking happiness and meaning in their lives. And in this video, we bring you 6 ways to be happy from the wisdom of Confucius. Number 1. Invest in intimate relationships. Confucius says, "What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others." This is the famous golden rule for which Confucius was very much an advocate. One of the 4 fundamental Confucian virtues is zhen, which means a sense for the dignity of human life, a feeling of humanity towards others and self-esteem for yourself. Confucius thought that zhen is what makes life worth living. It's the ultimate guide to human action, the foundation of all human relationships. Simply put, it's about treating others the way you want to be treated. But this teaching goes much deeper than this. In every action you do in your life, you have to be mindful of others. For Confucians, the most natural and important site for the expression of zhen is the family. This starts in your home. You have to cultivate compassion and kindness first with yourself, then with your family, then with your friends, then with your community, your nation, and ultimately the entire human species. If everybody followed this golden rule, the world would be a much better place. Applying the golden rule into your relationships creates harmony around you, and this leads to happiness. To apply best practice to Confucian principles, you need to treat others with sincerity, morality, and compassion just as you want to be treated by them. You can start by investing in your intimate relationships, with your family members, your partner, your friends. You need to treat them fairly, sincerely, compassionately, not to gain something in return, but because cultivating compassion and creating harmony is such a vital aspect of living a happy and moral life, of showing how much you care for your loved ones. If you have trouble showing your loved ones how much you care for them, start smiling more, greet them warmly every time you meet them, ask about their well-being and listen carefully to them, be honest in the way you speak and be fair to each of them. Keep this up long enough, and you'll get a reputation for being a great person that everybody would want to be around. If you're respecting them, they in turn will start respecting you more, treating you more fairly, with more sincerity, more compassion, and ultimately making you feel more loved, more respected, and happier. Thus, investing in your relationships with the people around you is a fundamental step towards happiness. Number 2. Think of the consequences. Confucius tells us, "When anger rises, think of the consequences." We have all experienced those unpleasant moments when we feel our adrenaline rushing through our body, when we feel like punching someone in the face or using harsh words that we know we'll regret afterwards. We in the West believe that anger is justified if one is angry at the right time and in the right context. However, according to Confucius, if we're angry at someone, then we're defeated by them. There's no such thing as a good amount of anger, and it is extremely important to think of the consequences when an emotion like anger arises. Controlling ourselves is not always easy, but there is a big reward in being capable of training your mind to be in control of how you react. One of the best ways to start practicing self-control is to look deep into the future. To think not only about the first-order consequences, like the pleasure we get from punching someone in the moment, for example, but also at the second-order consequences, like the fact that he might punch you back, or that you may get into some kind of brawl which will cause further physical injuries, or third-order consequences, like it might break your friendship with that person, or even fourth-order consequences, like if your other friends might stop respecting you, and so on. We need to avoid this tendency of obtaining immediate pleasure if this comes at the cost of losing something much more important in the future. Let's say at your workplace, before expressing your anger against your boss or against one of your colleagues during a meeting, try to take a deep breath and ask yourself, is it worth it to point out that their idea or approach is stupid straight away? Sure, it'll make me feel good in the moment, showing how smart I am. But how will this affect my relationship with them? And furthermore, how will that affect my job in the long run? Now that you are aware of the long-term consequences, you can be more mindful of your anger, and you can always choose to present your argument in a gentler way to the other person, taking their feelings and self-esteem into account. Anger is a poor guide to happiness, and if you truly want to seek happiness, first think of the consequences, then act. Number 3. Keep it simple. To quote Confucius, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. A simple life is a life that gives you freedom from issues that shouldn't really be of major concern. Simplicity is all about focusing on what's most important to you and letting go of the rest. Confucian teachings portray life in this simplest form. The way we perceive our life can make all the difference. For an optimistic person, life is a beautiful gift that has many opportunities and things to enjoy. But a pessimist typically takes life for granted and thinks of his stagnant life as a mess that cannot be settled. They will try to push it forward by overthinking something, by overdoing a task, or constantly avoiding something or someone, but will forget that in doing so, they'll end up creating more hassle and making life even more complicated for themselves. To not enjoy simple things and fixate on what you don't have only disturbs your mental and physical health. In today's modern world, this simplicity can rarely be seen. Our minds love to think. So it thinks and thinks about things, spinning stories around and around. It goes on and on, weaving complicated plots and dialogues that never or ever will happen. Like wearing your best outfit for a party or a wedding, you're constantly thinking about other people's opinions about it. You fear that you may not look attractive, and that thought makes you unhappy. It is all happening in your head, and you keep on overthinking. The simple solution to this is just to wear an outfit that makes you feel comfortable and which makes you happy. Life is simple. It is we, the human beings, that are complicated. We need to change this habit of ours of making life complicated. You can start by regularly asking yourself questions like, what are the top 3 most important things in my life? What is the most important thing I can do right now? Am I keeping things simple right now? When you follow the answers you get from these questions and take necessary courses of action, you will start to work on what is truly important and by concentrating on what's important, you will live both a simpler and happier life. Number 4. Go slow, if need be. In the words of Confucius, it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Confucius teaches us that success is a work in progress, and it doesn't matter if you're moving a step closer or an inch closer to your dreams. The most important thing is that you keep moving forward. Most of the time, failure occurs because of our high expectations. Our society makes us believe that there's a specific age where we must graduate, get married, earn money and settle down, and so we set unrealistic goals and set a time limit, but don't give the kind of effort it actually deserves. The problem is that we are so focused on the reward, on the end result, that we forget to concentrate on the driving forces of success, such as attaining knowledge or mastering our skills. And because of this, when we hit the first roadblock, we assume failure and give up entirely. According to Confucius, giving up or changing our goals is not a wise act. Instead, you should make changes in your plans and actions in order to achieve your goal if the previous plan didn't work. The truth is, there is no such age for settling down. It just might not happen in the time frame that you'd expected. But you will surely reach where you want to go if you put in the daily required effort and keep on developing your skills. You are a unique person with your own gifts and talents, and no one will invest in them more than you. Hence, giving up on your important goals means that you're giving up on yourself, on your happiness, and soon you will establish a pattern of giving up on anything when things don't go the way you hoped. To remain motivated and consistent is the key to achieving any goal and being happy. If you find a mountain in the middle of your path, go over it slowly and steadily. If there's a river ahead, build a bridge over or swim across it. In short, if you find hurdles in the path of your journey, you should always think of a way to overcome them and keep on moving towards your goal, because success doesn't rely upon the number of times you failed, but it absolutely depends on the number of times you bounced back after having failed. Number 5. Learn by your experience. According to Confucius, by three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest. According to some studies, if we stop learning and become satisfied with what we know, we do a huge disservice to our brain, as learning keeps our brain healthy and makes us live longer. There are several books and studies linking a healthy brain to a happy life. Also, some researchers concluded that there is one fundamental thing that people should do in order to be happy: to be engaged in difficult but doable actions. In other words, to keep on learning, developing ourselves, pushing our limits. Confucius considered three methods of acquiring wisdom: by reflection, by imitation, and by experience. The first method is the noblest one. Reflection is about you becoming aware of your own thinking processes. It enables the assessment of the why and how of learning, and what needs to be done as a result. The second method is to learn by imitation, the easiest type. It is the method used by children and teenagers to learn from adults. It is the method used by the trainee in a company to learn a new skill. It may be an easy method, but it's just as important as the other two. The third method is to learn by experience. Confucius considers it to be the bitterest method. To understand the actual meaning of anything, you have to experience it yourself. Maybe the thing that is considered bad by you turns out to be good, and vice versa. It's very easy to spread negativity by saying harsh things about someone or something you don't actually know. So you should first experience it for yourself, and then talk about it. For example, if you heard negative things about a person said by someone else, before judging them, you should meet them in person to form your own opinion of them. Because this method can imply a series of unpleasant experiences, Confucius calls it the bitterest method. However, experience can be the most trusted way to acquire wisdom. Sometimes our judgment can be flawed if we only reflect on the issue at hand, or if we just imitate somebody, we might also imitate the wrong way to approach a problem. Therefore, just reflecting and imitating someone simply isn't enough. The best option is to use all three methods, according to the specific circumstances. Keeping our brain healthy will lead us to have more wisdom and live a much happier and longer life. Number 6. Meditate. In our final quote from Confucius for this video, we learn, "The more man meditates among good thoughts, the better will be his world and the world at large." For Confucius, cultivating good thoughts has enormous importance. Practicing good thoughts might not come automatically, but it can become a ritual. By practicing good thoughts, we can practically learn how to be kind and mindful. According to Confucius, we can learn to let our behavior lead our feelings. Oftentimes, in this high-speed era, our minds can run wild and our feelings can be completely overwhelming. Today, more than ever, it is critical for us all to learn to control our behavior, to learn to cultivate good thoughts. And this is where meditation can help tremendously. Meditation is essential for us to create peace within ourselves and to avoid negative thoughts. We need to understand that difficulties in life come and go, and meditation helps us stay focused and to be calm so that we don't deviate from the path we're walking. Meditation helps us develop positivity in ourselves in order to overcome the obstacles we're facing in our lives. When you look at things in an optimistic way, you automatically become enthusiastic and full of positive energy. There are many types of meditation, but for starters, you can practice focusing on your breathing, sitting down in a quiet room, making sure that you won't be interrupted for about 5 to 10 minutes every day. When you meditate, you overcome the negativity happening in your life and see the world with eyes full of hope and happiness. You look at people around you with positivity and you generate a healthy vibe in the environment. You'll meet new people, build new relationships, help each other and spread positivity, and finally attain peace of mind and a heart full of happiness. So, if you enjoyed this video, please do make sure to check out the full Philosophies for Life channel. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using ancient philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.